Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We've got Chad Brown, former NFL All-Pro. He played 15 seasons in the league, played eight of them with Seattle, and he's currently a football analyst for Compass Media. We're going to be joined by him at 1 o'clock, talk some Seahawks. Of course, the 49ers play them on Sunday to start off their season. And before the break, we were talking about what they're doing in Seattle this weekend. And apparently it's been done in the past. But The Seahawks are going to have undercover police at the game wearing 49ers jerseys. And the idea is to discourage fans from fighting. I think it's a good idea. Interesting. And now that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. I get the premise, but what you just said, it's kind of an oxymoron. You want to discourage fans from fighting, but yet you're going to put on a jersey of a team that you're really not a fan of to provoke somebody to come out of
character. There you go again.
Now, and I'm provoke. Just saying, if you had a loser or a drunk that didn't see that Niner uniform or one less Niner uniform, maybe they just sit there like a bump on a pickle and they don't do anything stupid. But if you're wearing it, and I'm on one, well, guess what? You're going to get with
good.
All right.
If I'm wearing one and you're on one and you act so dumb as to start a fight with that guy, you should be gone.
Yeah.
Let's go to Paul in San Jose. Paul is in San Jose. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I'm going to try to get you guys to agree on something, even though that it's probably not so fun for the radio when you agree.
All right.
I'll suggest that you have police officers there in full ostentatious cop gear, and you tell people that there's undercover walking around in 49er gear. What do you think?
I like that. And it's kind of what Evan and I said, Stoddy, or you brought it up. Maybe just by saying this, you don't even need the cops to go under. People will be like, oh boy, if I act a fool.
So it sounds to me like what you would like is You'd like there to be a National Guard presence
at football games. No, I'm not going there. I'm not
lining
hey,
the lining,
not,
hey, lining
stop,
the stadium, making sure nobody gets out of hand.
That's not your boy. That's not me. I'm just saying, just man. And let's be honest.
You're for bad fan behavior. It's okay.
But it's been here recently. What I've seen on my feed, it's been Seahawk versus Seahawk fan, Rams versus Ram fan. It's been a lot of that too.
The idea of when you use the word provoke, I hate that word for a guy wearing a shirt with that's the color red with a number on it.
Yeah.
That's all. Let's go to, we got some people who want to jump in here. We can do that. KC's in St. Helena. That's a nice piece of property up there in St. Helena. Nice area. What's up, KC?
My goodness, the money here. Hey, you know, it's an interesting topic. Here's where I'm at after having a few minutes to think. This is no different than if you go out to a bar with some friends, you're going to run into a drunk idiot. You add alcohol to anything, it's going to enable those who are the woulda, coulda, shouldas who are sitting in the stands, and they get a little alcohol brave, which enables them to do really stupid things. I mean, if we're really going to talk about ending violence in the stands, A, get rid of alcohol, stop serving it at some point, or don't serve it at all. Two, let's be too real. We're talking about a sport entertainment activity taking place where people are fighting over a color and a design of a shirt. It's embarrassing. And lastly, sorry to get a little somber, but the fact that we're sending in police to a sporting event when we have children getting shot at schools, like Jesus, let's grow up, people. And if you can't behave like a big boy or a big girl, then don't go to the games. Like this is gross that we're even talking about this.
Thanks, Casey. Appreciate the call.
Not man. Yep.
What about venues being alcohol free?
You want my honest assessment
on
that?
Of course.
I think that's the only way you could, no pun intended, police it. Like if you did that, Stoddy, then things would go down 85-90%. I'm serious. Concerts, everything.
I mean, is that what it's going to come to? That we're going to
But no, they need the venues. Need the money. They need the. They need that. The gate, you know?
No, they
need
do.
That stuff.
I mean, if you really want to, why don't you get rid of tailgates? Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, tailgating and football are synonymous.
So. I couldn't do it. Remember I told you invited me? I can't do both.
You can't do what?
I'll be asleep by kickoff, drinking that early at tailgate. I just can't do it.
Well, what if it's
Friends that have mastered it. Still, by whatever time you get out there, it's about 3-4 hours sometimes, music playing. Yeah, man, I was single and did it, and then by kickoff, I'm like,
why do you have to go scoff beers? Like, why do you have to drink 17 at a time?
Yeah, just margaritas.
Just have a couple.
I don't know how to pace myself good. You should know that. I got a OCD. Whatever I do, I'm going 1,000.
All right. Let's go to Cassell in Oakland.
Hey, kid, go all the way.
That's ADD.
It's Cassell, not Cosell. Cassell.
What's up, Howard?
Honestly.
Thank you.
So the weird thing about it, my last name is actually Howard.
See, that's pretty cool.
I felt it.
My
I felt
name
something.
Is completely different.
All right.
But the whole thing with me is anybody that fights at a sporting event, you're a POS. You shouldn't be there in the first place. You really shouldn't be there. I think it's a good idea because most people that go after trying to fight people, if they see the police, they, I can't really do that to him. And then they wait for him to go away, and then they do it anyway. Like, it just makes no sense. I should be able to go to any game, any jersey. I'm here to watch the game. We're not being paid by the team. You're never going to get on the field. They're never going to know really who you are. Just watch the game and have fun. I don't get it.
I don't either. Thanks, Mr. Howard.
Man. Appreciate it.
I mean,
we all want the same things, Donnie, but the reality is, and for whatever reasons, men and women, people are more angry now than they ever have been, even if you're spending all that good, expensive chicken to get out and have a good time. So I've just noticed it's not just been Seattle Niners. It's been Niner, Seattle. And that's when you're sitting back watching the stuff, trying not to watch it. Like, man, why are people so mad?
You know what bothers me at a game, believe it or not? Well, not believe it or not. I think it bothers some other people. I can't stand, maybe I shouldn't do this because people are going to think I'm Mr. Rogers. I can't stand when people like are yelling profanity at games. Like, it's just like effing this and effing that. And like, it's just like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
They feel like there were
kids there. I don't know.
Or do you think we're to the point, Evan, maybe us two old heads need to stay home?
Well, he wants to bubble wrap the stadium.
No.
Because you are sounding SOFT, because you came at me last week for when I was saying, oh, Bart's out of control, this and that, and you're like, he just need to stay home. You're sounding a little like that.
No, I'm not.
They're just words, and they're into it.
Oh, so you should be able to do that. You
not
should
in
be
front
able
of
to.
Kids, come on.
Well, then yeah. Those people should be ejected too.
Sounds like we should give you a whistle as you walk around the stadium. Be like,
put me in a Niners jersey.
Hey, you're out of here. Dude, see, like you got an eye and ear for it, man.
Like, here's.
For just $1.
Yeah, you go undercover to do some real hellified stuff to protect society and us patrons. You don't go undercover to get somebody at a drunk somebody at a game.
Yeah,
I guess that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just be in your gear and scare the hell out of them.
I'm here.
Fans are the worst. You got to admit that fans are pretty bad.
Bad fans.
Yeah.
But good fans make it go round.
Is there such a thing as a good fan?
I think you just noticed the 5%ers.
Yeah. No, seriously, that's a great line. I mean, that's what it is. Aren't we really? Come on, man.
Just because you scream the loudest doesn't mean you're the strongest voice, you know?
No, but
you know what they say? Loudest one in the room is the weakest one.
Hmm.
Yeah, let's go to T in San Francisco. T wants to jump in here. What's up, T? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I had a point to make, but before I get to that point, I just want to veer off real quick, just listen to what you guys were saying. I don't think being older and complaining about it being more people being, using derogatory language, you don't have to ship up and go home. I think we're living in a time now where people are more disrespectful. You know, it used to be a time where women and children, was off limits, and now anybody can get it. So I just wanted to say that up front, but I just wanted to say both of you guys could be right. Both of you guys are right, is what I'm trying to say. For one, Guru, what Steiny is trying to say is this frequently happens. They got these cities where there's more of a gang presence, and these gang bangers are showing up to these gangs, and they're using the excuse of you having the opposition jersey on, you're the opposition of their gang, and then they have words, they go back and forth, and then there's real physical altercation where there's weapons being used and everything. So in some stadiums, you do need officers to go undercover to catch some of these riffraffs. That's just, they just making it something else when you're supposed to be there to watch the game. Mm. But then there is cities like our stadium. I've been to plenty of Niner games. There's a few knuckleheads that come. But if you do, like Guru said, if you do have more of a police presence where they're seeing cops at every exit where, they seeing like, hey, it's a jail cell in my future. If I do something stupid, they'll just run their mouth, but they'll pretty much watch the game. So both of you guys are right, but yeah, it is a scary situation. So if you're thinking about taking your kids and you've never been to a game, you might want to think about that. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Right, thank you, T. Appreciate the call, man. Thanks for listening.
Well,
Appreciate it.
And you had some validity what you were saying, and I feel like I had some with mine, but man, I didn't even think about the just looking for a reason, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. 408 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Cussing is free speech, Matt. Don't tread on rights. Yeah,
and I know you're going to call me a simpleton, but I feel like booing is a right too. You can
booing's way different. Mm. Booing's different than saying using profanity, etc. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk righteously brewed in San Francisco, and we are efforting Chad Brown on the River.
He's always
Island
good, man.
He's been great. And we've had him before.
And I'll say this to that to that point. Somebody told me I say that too much.
What?
That's my crutch. I'll say this to that. No, and I've been working on.
You have a couple.
You got some too.
The bottom line is that's a big one for you. Hey, we got Chad Brown. We got Chad Brown. River Island's guest line. Chad Brown comes courtesy of all guests on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands text. River Islands. Time for you to discover the islands. Let's go to Chad Brown, former NFL All-Pro, 15 seasons in the league, and he played for Seattle for 8 of them. Chad, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
I am fantastic. Ready for some football starting tonight. Well, we've already been treated with some great college ball. Now ready for the NFL to get rolling.
Let's go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me ask you, let me start out with a general question about the Seahawks. What are the expectations for the Seahawks this year? It seems like a lot of football people think that, you know, the division could be won by, you know, the Rams, the 49ers, or the Seahawks.
I think that's a fair assessment. I think you've got to have the Rams up front at this point. With so much new, both for the 49ers and for the Seahawks, I think it's going to be, you know, difficult to accurately project who these teams really are. I mean, for the Seahawks, they have basically a brand new receiver core, gotten rid of some of their top targets over the last couple of years. They got a new quarterback who, you know, started the season hot last year but didn't finish it so hot in Minnesota. They got a new offensive coordinator. So there's just so many new pieces to what they're doing. They got a new offensive line coach. They're breaking in a rookie tackle. So when you've got so many new pieces, as we have seen in college football, obviously not quite the same as, say, North Carolina with 70 new guys in the program, but it's still going to be a time, no matter how much inter squad work you do, those inter squad scrimmages, or how much, you know, those joint practices, or even the preseason games, it still takes time for all those new pieces to gel together. And so, anybody who says right now, I know exactly who the Seahawks team is, don't listen to them because they're lying.
Wow. Chad, speaking of which, I got to tell you, you played the game at a high level, but Robert Saleh is back, and he's back as defensive coordinator for the Niners. And when we saw him, he had that emotion on the sideline. But you know, Chad, he had a lot of different, older, more experienced players. How big of a deal is this for him and that enthusiasm he brings to get this Niner defense back to what they once were? How hard is that going to be with a lot of youngsters?
Well, I was lucky enough to do a coaching internship with the 49ers when Robert Saleh was a defensive coordinator there. So that energy that you speak of, that kind of culture-building passion that he brings to it, it's undeniable what he brings. But is that enough to overcome what we're going to see maybe 5 rookies play significant time this weekend? I mean, these are rookies in the NFL. Rookies make mistakes. Rookies aren't sure where to line up. Rookies have never dealt with the noise at Lumen Field. So, I mean, certainly I knew as a Seahawks player, if we were having a big game, the chances for us to be able to communicate on the field were virtually impossible. So then we had to work on our hand signals all week. And we didn't want to have the same hand signals all game long, so we worked on some for the first quarter, then the second quarter, maybe switch them up again for the second half. So these rookies that the 49ers and Robert Saleh are going to roll out there and expect to play big roles, they've never done that before. So once again, we are still dealing with the unknown of so many young players.
Yeah, Chad. Wow. Chad Brown joining us on 95.7 The Game, former NFL All-Pro, played 15 seasons in the league. Why did Seattle move off Geno Smith in favor of Sam Darnold, do you believe?
That is a good question. I think they realized, or thought they realized, where Geno Smith's level was, where he could actually become. And I think Geno Smith statistically is one of the better quarterbacks in the league the last couple of years, but statistics can be misleading. And for an organization that had a lot of, or has had some postseason success under John Snyder's tenure as general manager, I think they just looked at, you know, this is not the guy who's going to take us on a deep playoff run. So that's why Geno Smith is with the Raiders now, and they've got Sam Darnold under center. But looking at Sam Darnold and the way defense has caught up to him last year in Minnesota, where he's got a head coach who built the entire game plan about his quarterback being successful. A very different head coach than what the Seahawks have. So I'm not sure if Sam Darnold's going to be the answer there either. Certainly, if he's able to recapture some of that early season success he had with the Vikings, I think that's what, you know, the entire Seahawks fan base wants. But I've been in defensive meeting rooms long enough to know if they've got you figured out defensively and you don't have any answers or the next layer to your game, well, they're just going to keep bringing that same thing at you over and over and over again until you prove you've got answers for it. And so late in the season, even with a quarterback-friendly head coach, Sam Darnold could not come up with answers to what defenses were bringing him.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. And you broke that down. Let me ask you about the other quarterback here in the Bay. Brock Purdy got paid. He's played in the Super Bowl, but a lot of fans are, Chad, I don't want to say skeptical, but they want to see if he can do more. What does that look like when – how does it look like to Chad when you watch a defense or defenses catch up to a quarterback? And, you know, what are your thoughts on Brock Purdy in the next step?
I've always liked Brock Purdy. I had the chance to call some of his games when he was at Iowa State in college. And while he didn't wow me with his physical skill set, he was certainly a very good processor in the pocket, knew when to get the ball out, knew where to take the ball to, knew what the defense were trying to bring to him. And so I was also lucky enough to be on the call for his first real action when Jimmy Garoppolo broke that foot in that game there in San Francisco. So I've been along the journey with Brock Purdy, and now it seems like, yes, there has to be another level to his game as well. Now that you've gotten paid, now that they've kind of hitched the franchise's wagon to you, what's your next level of the game? How can you deal with what these defenses bring? How can you deal with, you know, maybe not having some of your explosive weapons in that wide receiver room? That's going to be a telling early part of the season for Brock Purdy, because I think his career, as far as his reputation around the league and perception of him as a top 10 quarterback, is kind of at the precipice. And how this season goes will determine kind of how he will be viewed going forward. And so does he have another level to his game? Are he and Christian McCaffrey able to recapture some of the old magic? Or is he a guy who's good, but ultimately leaves you a bit disappointed because you've seen better from him?
Chad Brown joining us on 95.7 The Game, played 15 seasons in the NFL. And, you know, we talked about the young players on the 49ers defense. They've also got some players who are getting up there a little bit, whether it's Trent Williams or Kittle or McCaffrey. You know, I'm looking at your numbers, and you played till you were 37 years old. My question is, when you've got a player like a Trent Williams or a McCaffrey as a running back, like, what are the signs that age might be starting to rear its head?
Well, let's just be clear. Father time is undefeated. Everyone has to succumb to father time. So guys like Trent Williams have been able to fight it off for a long time. But at some point, it starts to happen. And typically for an older player, it's not a gradual decline. It is literally a fall off the cliff, like, wow, this guy could play 4 or 5 games ago, and now he's clearly struggling. You don't recover from injuries as quickly. You don't recover from the previous game as quickly. So you need to be managed in a very unique way. So coaches who have experience with experienced players, they've got a job to do to make sure that player's got enough reps in practice, gets enough reps in the preseason and training camp to where the sword is sharp. But then once the season starts, you got to start thinking backwards from Sunday. And what I mean by that is, what's going to give me the best chance to play awesome on Sunday? Do I need to take Wednesday or Thursday off? Do I need to have a padded 9-on-7 session if I'm Trent Williams? Is that really that important? Is that going to give me an advantage on Sunday? So you've got to have those conversations with the coach, with the training staff, and the player all need to come together to maximize what that guy can bring, not just on a game basis, but for the entire season. I was lucky enough to be a part of the Patriots towards the end of my career, and I was in the linebacker room with myself in year 15. I think Junior Seau was in year 17 or 18. Mike Vrabel was in year 11. Teddy Bruschi was in year 11. Don Davis was in year, I think, 10 or 11. Roosevelt Colvin was in year 10. I mean, we had dang near 100 years of NFL experience just in the linebacker room alone. So Bill always made sure that we were fresh, that we were ready to go. We got all the mental part done, but some of that physical work was, you know, taken by the younger guys in practice so we could be as fresh as possible for Sunday.
Wow, great stuff. Let me ask you this, Chad. You know, it's kind of weird. There's no Geno Smith, no DK Metcalf, Deebo Samuel, you know, is on another team. What are your keys to this game, and what are the Seahawks trying to be under head coach McDonald?
Well, when you got a defensive-minded head coach, they want to run the ball. And last year, the Seahawks couldn't run the ball. And last year, the 49ers couldn't stop anybody from running the ball or throwing the ball. So I think whoever can control the pace of the game, there's so much unknown about who these players are. So I don't think it's time for some wild game plan from either head coach. Let's control the pace of the game. Let's control what we can control. So for the Seahawks, we want to run the ball. We want to test this 49ers defense. We want to take pressure off our new quarterback. We want to give our defense a chance to rest and limit their exposure out there. Kyle Shanahan is a good enough play caller where if the Seahawks are forced to play 75 or 85 plays on defense, well, guess what? He's going to dial up some good plays and figure some things out. But if they keep it down to 50 or 60 plays, well, now that starts to tilt in favor of the Seahawks. And then for the 49ers, what is Christian McCaffrey going? What's his effect on the defense? What can he do in those mismatches in the pass game? How can you keep him on the field and have him successful in the run game? How do they make up for some of the deficiencies of the injuries in that wide receiver room? And can this defense return to some of the glory days of Robert Sala and not that defense with Nick Sorensen that could not stop anybody?
Yeah. Hey, Chad, let me ask you this. You know, Trent Williams is 37, and that's how long you played. This may be a crazy question, but is it any harder or easier to play at that age as a linebacker versus an offensive lineman?
I think it's probably easier to be an offensive lineman. While Trent Williams' game is based on athleticism, offensive line in the end, to me, is probably the most technique-oriented position on the field. So that's why guys like Bruce Matthews could play until his 40s, because the technique he had honed in so well. So Trent Williams obviously has the physical prerequisites from a size, strength, and speed standpoint. At some point, the speed starts to slow down. The agility starts to slow down a bit. You still remain quite strong in your older years as a player. But I think the difference between playing linebacker at that age and offensive line at that age is just as a linebacker, you start to get vulnerable and attacked by opposing offenses because, yes, at 37 years old, what am I going to do with Christian McCaffrey coming out the backfield? I got no shot.
Right.
I got no shot at 37 years old. Most people don't have a shot at 27 years old. So how am I going to handle this at 37 versus Trent Williams? You know, the pass rushers are going to be good, but because of his knowledge, because of, he knows the snap count, because he's got inside help with the guard, because Brock Purdy can always step up in the pocket to trick and wheel that pass rusher around, I think it's easier to play off with the lineman at an advanced age.
Wow, and just hearing you break that down, Chad, would I be correct in saying it sounds like you'd be Niner fans more concerned about Christian McCaffrey at his age and only playing four games last year than Trent Williams? Would you be shocked if we don't see Kyle kind of lessen his load? Or what do you expect on that front? Because we don't know. Because Kyle's demonstrated sometimes he'll just blow past it. Don't tell me to slow down. If the player's out there, I'm giving him his touches.
Yeah, that's always a tricky one because as a coach, your obligation is to win the game. And if this guy gives me best chances to win the game, then I've got to do that. And if we need to worry about getting him rest during the week or trying to get somebody else ready to go next week who could take, you know, 20% of these snaps away, well, then that's next week's worry. Today's worry is this is the guy who gives me the best chance to win. This is the guy who gives me the most mismatch possibilities on the field. And I got to ride with this horse until this game is over. And then we'll figure out if we can add another horse to the stable after that.
Hey, Chad, before I let you go, I know you do a lot of college football. How's my Tulane Green Wave going to be this year?
Oh, Lord.
I must admit, I am not up on Tulane.
There were others receiving votes this week.
Oh, good Lord, Chad.
This college football is crazy early in the season. As we saw, Alabama got out-efforted and out-physical. We saw, you know, Ohio State in Texas and Arch Manning being Heisman Trophy front-runner and going to be the number one pick in the draft, goes out and lays an egg. You know, I've got Michigan, Oklahoma this week. Michigan's got their starting quarterback who's a freshman, the first starting quarterback freshman, I believe, ever in Michigan history. So, it's a really difficult time to, you know, put on your prognostication hat and tell everybody what exactly is going to happen for these first couple of weeks of the college football season. Same thing in the NFL, but even to a greater extent in college football. So,
yeah.
I had that North Carolina game.
Oh.
And, man, to see Coach Belichick's team not just get beat, but did not compete. They had no energy, no life, no passion. It was just hard to believe that was the same guy who coached me, you know, not too long ago at the end of my career with the Patriots, and his team just didn't even show up at all at a home game
and
get beat down like they did.
You know what? I'll say this to that, Chad. Somebody in my home had the Horned Frogs -1.5. But other than that, I was like, man, I was shocked at how inept they look. Hey, I fell in love with a quarterback at Cal. You mentioned him, JKS, a lefty. Did you get a chance to peep him, Chad? Because he looks like he has the goods.
He does. He certainly does. And so Justin Wilcox, I think he deserves a lot of credit. I know folks are always like, well, can we do better? When you're a program like Cal that's in a misaligned geographically conference, when you don't have the NIL dollars to be able to compete with the tops of college football, I think Justin Wilcox has done a great job. So to bring in this quarterback, now the question becomes, how long can you keep him?
Yeah.
How long can you keep him there? Because it's college football.
Right.
There will be a blue blood come knocking on the door and offer a ton of money. So Cal fans, it's sad to say, might only get a chance to enjoy this kid for one season.
Hey, Chad, thank you so much,
man.
Really appreciate it. Great stuff. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon and have a great season calling college football.
Well, thanks for having me on. And anytime you guys want to talk ball, I'm always excited to do it. So let's do it again.
You're awesome, man. Thank you so much. That's Chad Brown on the River Islands guest line. It's time for you to discover the islands.
Some guys just have a gift.
Yeah, you're
right. We got Evan, but I feel like he could just come in here and pull up a chair, Chad, and we could do a show with him.
But what does Evan have to do with anything?
Well, that's our third. We got three star, but he fits. But Chad just seems like a real one, man. And go ahead, Evan, because I got to say something about NIL, and I'm going to sound, won't be the first time, ignorant. Cal is located in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. So I just say that to say is, where is the NIL Bay Area money to keep our guy here, Evan?
Cal is a school first and an athletic program second. Unlike almost every other major Power Four school they have to compete with. That's number one. Number two, Steiny, you had the gall.
Yeah.
To ask him about Tulane.
Yeah. He's a college football analyst.
He covers the big boys.
Oh. Currently with Compass Media, college football analyst.
Did you not hear him say he did UNC? He's doing Michigan.
Let me tell you something.
You're a little thirsty with the Tulane. Hey. I get it.
First of all, he was very nice, by the way. He chewed you away.
You think Tulane is better than North Carolina? You do know that, don't you?
Then why don't they play in the ACC? Why didn't Bill Belichick want to coach there?
Because you want to know why? The job wasn't open. Because we got Sumrall there.
You are the best.
I am the best.
And if he's any good, he's going to leave too.
No.
Sumrall established a dynasty at Troy University, and then he came to Tulane.
But you know when he heard you say Tulane, he was like, who?
Dude, they're a top 30 program.
But to the
national college landscape.
D3.
No, they're not.
What was his answer?
They were ranked 17th at one point last year.
I'm with you.
Now,
not
get your
against
facts
you.
Straight.
I'm with you.
Dude, Chad Brown played at Colorado when they were legit. He played 15 years in the NFL. Why would he care about Tulane?
Man.
Well, then he doesn't do a good job covering college football. I'm supposed to not pay attention to
He does a great job covering college football.
I shouldn't know anything about the Washington Wizards because they stink.
You don't.
Yes, I do. Reese Hoshea.
Only because your friend runs the team.
He's on Atlanta. Oh, did you see my guy Sars out? He got hurt.
I did see that.
Go Green Wave. Thank you.
Oh, I love you being a real one asking, but you kind of knew he wasn't. There wasn't nothing there.
Others receiving votes.
That was a great one.
Why do you guys...
No,
you know what? And what I realize here is I find out a lot about you guys.
No, Scotty, we love something to be excited, but when you get going on something, it's just the world is your oyster. The dude had no delayed, and there were 100 big games, Texas, Ohio State.
Well, I haven't had a chance to watch a whole lot of Tulane football.
And I'm sure he felt like he let us down.
He should have.
Like, hey, producer, let me know this guy is going to ask me about the Greek.
I should have said this. Joining us on the River Island guest line, Chad Brown. He's currently working with Compass Media. He's a college football analyst, but he only knows about the top 10 ranked teams in the country. Once you get to 15, he doesn't know anything. Okay, I should have introduced him that way.
He doesn't work in the outside of the Power Four.
And he talked about the every alignment.
I didn't know that. How the hell was I supposed to know that he doesn't work outside the Power Four?
Because why would Compass Media, a nationally syndicated sports radio conglomerate, cover the American?
Oh, you guys are the best. Simply the best. I'll tell you I want to get to the bottom of this Bay Area NIL money.
There is none. Oh.
Have you driven up Shattuck? All those beautiful homes?
Those alumni fraternities.
I know. I'm talking about the real houses. Dude, where's the Bay Area money? This kid better not leave.
You know what bothers me? Let me tell you what bothers me.
Everything.
Is everybody, you know, everybody here has got their own little teams outside the Bay Area. Guru loves the Cowboys. And Spadoni, he loves the Raiders. And Dibley, he likes, he doesn't like anything, but whatever he likes, he likes. And it's just like, I can't like Tulane like you guys have your little, you think we talk more Tulane than Pittsburgh Pirates? No.
We don't talk Pirates. Well, I tried to leave them, but hey.
Hey, what?
I wanted him to have an answer for you, but you really thought he had something. Stoney, they're off the radar.
That's not off the radar.
It's not that we don't...
They come on your TV doesn't make them Oklahoma.
That's not that we don't care. It's that you assume that he would know... Like the 30 or 35th ranked team in the country.
And who did they play this past weekend?
Northwestern.
Oh, my God.
They were 4-8 last year, and they're coming. Northwestern's coming.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
You are the best, Donnie. No, seriously.
First of all, I had a feeling he might not know, which I thought would be fine anyway, because then I could school him. But okay, so and it's just such an. This is a team that was ranked 17th in the country last year, and but they don't matter. Do you see what I'm talking about with like? Unless you win it all, you stink. Everybody stinks unless they're number one. Unless you can do the "we're number one" chant, you must stink. Yeah, they stink.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, no, apparently you do. Who lost the national championship last year? Penn State, right? They lost to Notre Dame?
Ohio State.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, Penn State. They stunk. They're the second best team in college, but they stunk.
Notre Dame, but.
Oh, you're beautiful, man.
Steiny. This is how it feels when you talk about our teams because they're not worth your time.
And that, I don't care.
It's not true. Yeah,
this is you being care. A fan.
I asked Guru yesterday, and we talked all week about Micah Parsons getting traded.
And you hated every second of it.
I didn't.
But that was a big national story.
Afford me the same courtesy.
When you get a team as that's others. D1, Donnie, we will. That was so great. Now, hey, I'm rooting for the Green Wave.
No, you're not. You're not allowed.
I couldn't believe what you said to Lane. You know I what? Have it. I go.
And this is the other thing. Like,
I put my hand down like, oh, boy, this ain't going to end well.
I can't. All right.
Yeah.
What time is it?
We got to get on the road.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Marisa's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's always about the show, bro.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Today's the day, ladies and gentlemen, for the Red and Gold Summit. And it's going to start in about 25 minutes with Dibley and Willard doing their normal show from 2 to 4. And then Guru, myself, Spadoni, Shasky are headed down to King's Fish House in Santa Clara.
Yes, sir.
We'll have the summit from 4 to 6 in front of a live audience. Come out if you're not doing anything. That's today, ladies and gentlemen. Guru and I are going to be taking off pretty soon. And let's get this season started at the Westfield Valley Fair. It's your game day destination, Red and Gold Summit. And tonight and this afternoon, we'll be at King's Fish House. It's the go-to spot for fans.
I'm getting excited, Sonny.
For the drive?
I wish we were driving together. Put on some music. Just chop it up, man. But you're different.
Well, we would probably have trouble agreeing on the music.
Well, we've done a trip before. We had Marvin Gaye playing.
Oh. Hey, I guess my one frustration would, if I could explain it this way, it would be, you know, everybody in the station's got their little thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, what's Shasky got?
Well, Shasky's got the butcher thing he's got going. Everybody knows about his butcher
What's
path.
Willard got?
He's got the L.A. in his rearview mirror. He's when he covered the Dodgers.
Spadoni.
Spadoni, he's got the Raiders.
All right. Dibs.
Dibs just has his comedy routine that he's got.
And attendance.
And, you know, Evan's got the Chargers in San Diego. So.
But they're not in San Diego.
He does have a point. That's.
He likes San Diego teams.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And where are you going with this?
That's fine. I don't have to have too late.
Dog.
You're right.
Yeah,
I'll bring none of my personality forward for you.
No. I love this part of you.
No, well, I'm not. I'm not bringing it to the table anymore. Everybody else can bring a little bit of personality, a little bit of what they are into, what they're not into. Fine.
It was like asking Barack Obama while he was in office, hey, what about James Logan High School? He's going to be like, what the hell's going on there? No, he got his mind on the world, not what's going on in the Yoon. And that's why I was just, Chad wasn't following Tulane.
Right. He didn't take the word expert out of his title. What are you reading?
Nothing. I'm just getting hungry. Can't wait.
By the way, the Chargers did training camp this year in San Diego.
So they started. I got to stop laughing. I really do.
They started.
I'm getting ready for, the summit.
Yeah.
And everyone's been, they just get better.
What, the summits?
Yeah. The one we had at the, help me out, San Leandro, that went late. 49er Frankie pulled up. My friends, remember we sat there after it was over? Left around 10.
All right. Let's make a prediction on the Niners.
All right, let's do it.
But go ahead. What are they getting?
Well, Willis, all right.
We'll probably have to do it tonight, too.
Okay, that's a different crowd. Well, let's do everything. Who's winning the division?
Well, we only have a minute.
All right.
See, I was going to avoid talking about who wins the division. I was just going to predict a 49ers record, and then it just falls where it falls.
All right, and I'm ready to do that. Well, I'll let you go first. Hurry up.
All right. Well, we got 4 minutes.
Well, you just said a minute.
Well, I can take 2 minutes to explain.
All right.
So, as you know, I've been really assessing this team from the start of training camp. And some days I feel better about the Niners than others. Other days I don't feel great. The defense with a lot of young personnel, I just don't think we can gloss over that. However, the schedule's a joke. And they went 1-5 in the division last year.
Man,
it can't be that bad again in the division. So I got the Niners, and I bumped them up one. I got them 10-7.
That's what I have them.
Okay. Well, you copied me.
Yeah, no, I didn't copy.
No, you can't just take 10-7 now.
And you know what I'm...
You know what? Should I take 9-8? No, I'm taking... That schedule's a joke. I got to take 10-7.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing. And you know what I'm assuming with seven losses? That they're undefeated in health. Because that's what it's going to take, I believe, for this team to get 10 wins, Donnie. I think a lot of people are overplaying the card of this poor schedule. I think there's going to be some more difficult games than people perceive. But the bottom line is you got Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, you got Trent, you got the new Brock Purdy. I'm saving that for tonight. The new Brock Purdy, who's going to be naturally, organically asked to do more. There's just no way around it. And I love what our guest just said, Chad Brown, Stoney. He was saying the league's make an adjustment. Now can Purdy make the adjustment to that adjustment? Did we see some of that last year? I don't know. He didn't have his best prized possession in McCaffrey. But the defensive side of the ball, they were porous last year. What are we going to see, Stoney, from Mikael Williams, Kalia Davis, got Renardo Greens of the world, Upton Stout? Like, we don't know. And I got my popcorn ready, but all that goes into the pot of...
Yeah, now you say that.
How many games are they going to win? Da-da-da-da-da-da. I stole that from Pete Franklin. The Guru Computer, 10-7.
Okay.
I don't even need to go to the summit now.
Yeah, you wish. You wish.
I get tired of riding alone.
Well, try to get some friends. I mean, try to make a friend. It's not that hard if you're nice to people.
Well, get off at 2. They work.
Why, you were talking about a crutch earlier.
Oh, yeah.
What were you talking about? I've got a bunch of them.
And the person told me some of yours, too. And then we discussed
them. Who's the person?
It'll remain nameless.
What's your
anonymous
question?
I don't think it is, but I've been noticing. I'll tell you tomorrow. Let's end on a good note.
I mean, I've got my popcorn ready, certainly one.
They didn't bring that to my attention.
I would say yours. You also,
would I even bring this up to you?
I don't know.
You're just like, oh,
Steiny,
my.
The bottom line is.
It's sad. You got the passion.
I'm trying to think what else.
Yeah.
What would mine be?
And I used it yesterday.
What are mine?
You had one and we talked about it, but now it's gone. It was your crutch. And person told you what it was and told me.
Yeah, they say I say like too much. I do. Everybody does. That's a tough one. That's a tough one for me.
I'm trying to think if Evan has one.
No, Evan doesn't have one because he's a play-by-play man.
Mm.
And they have more of a variety of things they can lean on. All right. Crossover next. Abbreviated. Red and Gold Summit. Be there at King's Fish House. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.